Thank you, Mr. President. Today I stand before you to discuss an issue of utmost importance. My name is Aman Ali, and I will be speaking about the use of STI in designing sustainable houses in the aftermath of natural disasters. Over the past decade, severe storms have caused the highest number of national emergencies, followed by tropical cyclones, flooding, droughts, and wildfires. The earthquakes in Turkey and Syria this year alone illustrates the importance of robust and safe buildings. Building sustainable and resilient homes in the face of these disasters is not just an option, it is a necessity for the well-being of our future. It addresses climate change and the escalating natural calamities which pose a significant threat on our world today. It's our mission to reduce our environmental impact, protect lives, and ease the strain on already depleted resources. Earlier this year, I had the privilege of meeting Yasmin Lowry, an architect and an RIBA gold medalist for this year. Her work has profoundly impacted me, in particular her work on the 2010 floods in northern Pakistan is an example of the way that we should approach natural disasters in building sustainable and resilient housing solutions through technological advancements. She initiated projects to provide sustainable and resilient housing architecture on display for the flood-affected communities. This project is a testament of her work and motivates me to follow her footsteps in contributing to design disaster-resilient and sustainable architecture. Sustainable housing is key, using strong materials and foundations to withstand disasters and save lives and resources. Effective water management, including rainwater harvesting, flood-resistant foundations, ensures safety and faster recovery. Community engagement is also vital in successful sustainable housing. Involving local communities in design and construction taps into their valuable insights about local risks and needs. Government and policy support are fundamental. They must actively champion and incentivize sustainable housing after disasters. With measures like tax incentives for green building practices, resilient-focused building codes, and financial aid to empower homeowners in making sustainable improvements. In closing, sustainable post-disaster housing transcends mere structures. It forges resilient, thriving communities. Armed with knowledge and technology, we have the means to create homes that shield us from immediate disaster threats and combat the long-term of climate change. It's our moral and environmental imperative to commit to sustainable housing through technological advancements, securing the safety and prosperity of present and future generations. Let us affirm that a sustainable home is not merely a shelter, it is a beacon of life and resilience in adversity. While we are limited to SDI in preventing the occurrence of natural disasters, we can stop human-inflicted disasters. I'd like to take a moment to remember those who have lost their homes in the event of any type of disaster. Thank you.
Thank you.